is where the wealthier ones live, because most of them own their own homes and have built them, and they are the ministers and the best brick mason in Blount County, and his sons who work with him, and that would be the wealthier section.
Now, when we talk about, you mentioned downtown, is that where, are most of the banks and all still down there?
We have banks spread all over Blount County. And the...
Whereabouts are the main offices?
The main offices are still downtown. And the courthouse is downtown. Most of the law offices are downtown. My husband's office, he is a lawyer, is a building that he built, which is two blocks, a block and a half from the courthouse, and two blocks from First Federal, which is our chief savings and loan, and which he represents. And there are, well, Parks Belk and Minton's. Parks Belk, of course, is a chain, but somewhat privately owned. And Minton's is totally a Merrill store, which still has its chief store downtown, although they have opened two branches in the shopping centers.
Where are the major shopping centers?
Midtown Center is your chief one here, and it is just down the hill and across the road in Alcoa. They took down a hill to build it, and then this chief and first and largest public housing project was built right behind it. And then a private company has come in and built one apartment building, which is based on what you can pay for the people over 65. And is totally maintained. They have no maintenance. They have buses. They have bus trips taking them here, there, and yon. They are one-room apartments. And what it will look like 3 years from now is your guess.
Pretty small, one room.
Well, that's what they can take care of.
Oh, well, that's right. No maintenance.
They don't have to screw in a light bulb or anything like that, but they have to keep it clean. And of course, as they get older, this gets more and more of a chore. There are no elevators, and they're like 4 and 5 stories high.
We're talking about the shopping centers. Are there any shopping areas that are frequented mostly by blacks, or that you would consider kind of ethnic shopping areas?
If so, I don't know it. There's black, a couple of black beer hangouts and that sort of thing. But if there are black shopping centers, I don't know. And there may be some black beauty parlors that I don't know about, but most of them.
Where's the shopping area, though?
No shopping center. The A&P backs right up to one of the better sections of privately owned